Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bats tumble.
Yeah, everyone all said, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network, the Center for Free Speech in the United States of America. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Good morning, Vince.
How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. I had an operation on my knee for the third time, the same knee, for about a month ago. And I'm starting to, I think they might have got it right this time. And so I'm doing some my own PT, physical therapy. And so it's getting to the point where I'm walking good on it and worked it out yesterday. And I'm still working out, getting ready for spring, you know, because there's a lot that happens with all of us, you know. As you know, if you're going to run any kind of a garden or something like that, I highly suggest somebody don't go from being sedentary all winter long to just getting out there and start doing the wheelbarrowing thing.
Yeah. You know, Kyle, I was talking with our son, and I don't know how this topic came up. He said that if he had a job at an auto parts store, one of those big box auto parts stores, he'd be qualified because he understands how to run the cash register. He knows how to, he knows what the parts are. He knows what the cars are. So he could actually be a good counter person, you know, at the parts store counter. He said, "Hey, Dad, so I pay $11 an hour. So if I did a 4-hour part-time shift, that'd be $44 a day gross. After taxes, I'd get about $30. For the day, and then it's 25 miles each way to get there. So at 50 cents a mile, it's $25. I'd end up with about $5 a day." He's absolutely right. And then I was talking to him about a friend we have, family friend, who works at an auto parts store and as a manager. And he says he can't get young people to work that know what they're doing. He can't get them to work. They don't know what they're doing. And it all makes sense. It makes sense because we don't teach these kinds of things in school. We don't teach stick-to-itiveness. We don't teach quality. We don't teach loyalty. We don't teach the customer comes first. We don't teach politeness. We don't teach the technology. We don't teach how business works. We don't teach any of these things. So the young people get, if they decide that they want to try working at a store like an auto parts store, they have no idea what they're doing. They're not prepared for it. The people who hire them don't train them, and it all blows up. The customers are frosted. The employees are frosted. Everybody's frosted. And yet, at the same time, those at the upper ranks of the corporations are getting paid enormous amounts of currency. Any comments about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm well acquainted with three or four auto parts store managers in the town that's, I don't know, 30 miles from us. Anyway, because I buy parts from all of them all the time. And one of them in particular was needing people so badly, they were willing to pay a starting auto parts counter person with no experience $18 an hour to start. And then they had a five-part training program. You go through these different courses, five different parts training programs while you're training. To get a body in there, because the lady that's the manager of this one told me that she had two other people and she was working 16 hours a day, 6 days a week in order to keep the store open. And they had started closing on Sundays because they couldn't man the store. And so, anyway, she was literally just trying to make sure that the doors would stay open, and they were paying her extremely well for doing that. And speaking of that, Vince, I don't know if you've noticed, but I had some ads popping up on my phone for truck drivers, and it said on there $80,000 a year with a signing bonus if you were willing to go through their training program to become a truck driver. And now I don't know if they're going to actually, because I didn't pursue this, obviously, but that's what they were advertising, is $80,000 a year for your first year and more if you're willing to drive tandem. And I was just curious. I mean, that's just stunning to me. And you didn't even have to have said no CDL required. I mean, they're just needing bodies. That's just amazing to me.
Kyle, I was highly paid at times in my previous life when I worked for the banks. Nothing like what you're talking about. $80,000 a year. You know, I actually knew what I was doing, and I never received compensation like that. And I don't have a phone, so I don't. Well, I have a phone. It's a landline. And, you know, I don't get those kind of advertisements on my landline.
Yeah, I know you don't. Yeah, you're funny. But this is my computer. And so it's like my wife and I have talked about it. And I don't like the fact that, you know, it does track you. And you know, obviously I know it listens to you. Now I don't have anything to hide, so I'm not really worried too much about it, but in a sense, but I don't like it. But it is the only computer that I've got. Almost everybody's got a computer, you know. And yeah. We don't have one, and we don't have internet here other than what I can get on this phone. So that works out good for me to be able to look up stuff, you know, different YouTubes if I need to repair something or that. It is handy for that kind of a thing. If there's something you want to learn, you know, you can go on there and it'll show you, you know, some of those, they have one that, I'm not promoting this, product but they do have really good products, 1A Auto, and they have just about tutorials on how to do almost anything, if there's something that you're, unfamiliar with and wanting to attack it and learn how to fix it yourself. They give you little tutorials on them that are quite good.
Yes, we've seen them here at the farmhouse. Kyle, one of the things I wanted to mention was something that you and I talked about privately on the phone. I happened to mention to you about the General Electric management style. And one of the things that they did, which I think led to their demise in the United States, I mean, General Electric class, for those of you who aren't familiar with it, if you wanted to buy a refrigerator, freezer, washing machine, dryer, toaster, oven, dishwasher, if you wanted to buy an appliance, there were a couple brands that really stood out. One of them was General Electric, GE. The other was Whirlpool. I mean, those were two of the brands that really dominated the marketplace. And the General Electric, when I worked at the bank, in one of the banks in the 80s, we had a guy who came from, actually a bunch of guys came from General Electric, and they became bankers. And if you think about it, when Jack Welch was CEO of General Electric, he decided to transform the company into a financial services company. So moving from manufacturing of Thomas Alva Edison's products into selling concepts, financial services. That's what they did. And actually, you know, they lost the ship. That's what they did with these stupid moves that they made. And the General Electric management style had performance reviews. And every year you would get reviewed by your supervisor, and he'd tell you what you're doing well, what you're not doing well, and either you get a raise or you wouldn't. Some people got fired. And part of their philosophy was, we're going to fire the bottom 10%. Whether they're pretty good or not, we're going to fire them anyway because, well, heck, they're the bottom 10%. That's what they did. So, as a matter of course, 10% got fired every year because they were the bottom. And those who didn't get fired, during their performance review, it was kind of a simple thing. What my boss did to me was he gave me a form. He said, here's your performance review. We'll talk about it tomorrow. You fill out yours. I'll fill out my copy, and we'll compare notes. So my job was to answer all these questions about how well I did during the last year. And he'd fill his out, and we'd meet. And, of course, my performance review that I filled out wasn't as good as his, because I knew all the defects. I knew all the mistakes I made. And he didn't know all of them. But so let's say I reviewed myself as a B, he reviewed me as an A. And here's the interesting thing about that. During my performance review, I looked at the systems that I built, and the ones that I built, being a preparedness-minded guy, even back in the 80s, that was a mindset that I had. I've had it almost all my life, at least 60 years. And starting when I was about 10 years old, I understood preparedness. And so the General Electric mindset was, okay, so what did you do for us last year? And that's how we're going to base your review. What have you done for us during the last 12 months? So as a preparedness-minded person, the systems that I built, I designed them to last over 5 years. That meant that next year, with my performance review, I'd be penalized for thinking ahead, for being preparedness-minded, for planning. Because, heck, I shouldn't have spent money that would take us out 5 years. So if it cost maybe 10% more to run a project 5 years instead of 1 year, I'd be stupid to do that based on this type of performance review. That is a concept, that is a style of management that has permeated the United States of America. It's destroying us. And here's why. The CEOs of corporations, if you think about Sears Roebuck and Company, which had some of the greatest products, the greatest sales outlet, the greatest guarantee, the greatest team of professionals who reviewed products before they decided to sell them, to make sure that the quality was there before you got a chance to see it at the storefront. That's gone away, and what's replaced that is quick, dirty, cheap, fast, low cost, substandard. And who reviews the products that people buy? It seems to me that Menards does about the best job in the business.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com. Or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So back to the General Electric Management style class. The focus was, what are you doing for us right now? Right now. Not long term. The focus shifted from long term to immediacy. And the chief executive officer's compensation is typically tied in large corporations to stock price, stock performance. So the higher the price per share, the bigger the bonus that the CEO gets. So the CEOs are looking for how to drive down costs, how to increase sales, how to increase the stock price at the expense of customer loyalty, long-lasting products, durability, serviceability, those kinds of things. And here we are. Here we are with products that break, disposability, we throw them away. You know, those retrofit can lights or recessed lights, they're 5 to 6 inches. When they fail, when those LED lights fail, you throw them away. But you know what? There are very easily, simply replaceable LED discs in there. You shouldn't have to throw the whole thing away. You could just replace a very inexpensive part, but the parts are not available. And the Chinese that manufacture these, because we don't make them in this country, they electrically weld the plastic assembly together so it's like one unit. So just put it in the landfill. Put it in the landfill. Put it in the landfill. Or set it on fire and make your own phosgene gas. And if you wonder what's happened to General Electric, what happened to those appliances? Well, they have a new name. And I'll spell it because I don't know how to pronounce it. H-A-I-E-R. Maybe it's pronounced Haier, H-A-I-E-R. You've seen this brand. You've seen it at the big box store. That used to be General Electric. That appliance division, toasters, refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, stoves, clothes dryers, it's made by H-A-I-E-R company. It was purchased in 2016, 7 years ago. It's a Chinese-owned company. There you go. So we are falling down. It's broken. The warranties are lousy. Have you ever picked up... I've got two of these Haier freezers. They were dropped off for us to look at to see if we could put a compressor in them. They weigh maybe half or less than the weight of the original USA-manufactured, same-size, little tiny freezers, chest freezers. They're easy to carry. I mean, really, they use very little electricity, that's for sure. But that's because they can't cool down the contents of the freezer. And there's a new term, garage ready. Garage ready. Now, maybe you could explain to me where most people put a chest freezer. I think they put them in the garage. Most people. Not everybody, but most people. They buy a freezer and they go, where are we going to put it? Chest freezer, well, it's long. It's got a big lid. Let's put it in the garage. Well, the new freezers are in two classifications, garage ready and not garage ready. The old ones were garage ready, the kind that we used to make in the United States. The new ones are so cheesy, they cannot handle the temperature differential that would be in a garage. Some days the garage is warmer, some days the garage is cooler. And they flat out don't work. They get stuck running on a treadmill. They can't cool down because they're not designed the way the American versions were designed, even though they bought our tooling. They figured out how to make them cheaper. If you look at the compressor, it's in one of these Haier freezers. They're tiny. If you look at the compressor in the old American version, they were huge and heavy. And we have some here at our farm that have been running since the 1980s. Still running. Of course, they need hard start kits, capacitors. Replace the capacitor. $12 later, you're back in business. I'd love to hear your comments, Kyle. See if you're seeing the same things that we're seeing right here at the farm. Kyle's with us in Montana.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will open the door for state prosecutors to charge fentanyl sellers with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, would change the classification of drug overdoses to poisonings. The bill unanimously cleared the Senate and will head to the state legislature. A drug used to extend the lives of people with advanced prostate cancer is in short supply and will be for months, leaving some patients with no treatment options. The Food and Drug Administration said last week the availability of Pluvicto is limited as the manufacturer struggles to meet demands. Novartis said the shortage is from manufacturing and delivery issues. NASA and Axiom Space has unveiled the first prototype of the next-generation spacesuit for our return to the moon in 2025. The reveal happened during an event in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's gonna be sliding.
Today,
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Now, you just heard what happened in Texas. So yesterday, the Texas Senate unanimously passed a bill of the legislature's war that would increase penalties relating to the sale and production of fentanyl, and classifying overdoses from the drug as poisonings. Well, in that line of thinking, if drug sellers can be prosecuted as murderers, how about passing a bill that would allow the charging of teachers who advocate and peddle transgender and homosexuality in the public training camp as domestic terrorists? and prosecute them as domestic terrorists. How about that? Wouldn't that be nice? Kyle, your thoughts about anything that I've said in the past segment?
Yeah, I was thinking there, you know, why don't we just go ahead then and label these big drug companies as murderers, because all of this, the vaccination clot shots that are happening and 18 different disease types have been increased anywhere from 267% to over 2,000% because of these clot shots killing people off. I think they should be labeled as murderers, and they should be attacked and prosecuted the same way. But yeah, I wanted to jump to a couple things. One, on the freezer component that you were talking about there, I have really seen that. The one that my daughter has in a newer one, her compressor on the backside of it, I was helping her unload it, literally, Vince, this thing was not much bigger than a softball. It was literally that small. I couldn't believe that they would put one in there, because the one that I've got on a couple of my freezers that are larger, they're at least twice that size and much heavier. The freezer was much heavier, and my daughter's is maybe 2 or 3 cubic feet smaller than mine, but a newer one, you know, just kind of like hang on to your hat with those things, because it's you better keep it in a nice, cool, even temperatured place, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But you also were mentioning the General Electric management style, and I have firsthand experience with some of that particular type of management style. Years ago, when I worked for a dealership, a car dealership, you know as well as I do, Vince, that car dealerships, it's hard to make one of those fail. You know, there is so many kickbacks. They have so many revenue streams, from parts to service to markup on materials that they use for all the oil and all of the different high-grade markups that they have, plus the kickbacks and all of the things they get from the dealer or from the manufacturer. It's hard to make a dealership fail. I mean, you really have to work at it. And this guy that owned the dealership where I worked, he was getting old, quite old. He was actually almost 70, and he was still running things. And he,
you said he's getting old? Almost 70 old?
Yeah. Well, he was ready to retire. He wasn't a farmer.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway, you know as well as I do, if you're a farmer, you don't get to retire until they put dirt in your face. But he decided he was going to turn this dealership over to his son that he had sent to college, and the son was a CPA. And literally, Vince, like you were talking about, what have you done for me today kind of thinking, short-sighted, buying things that were not going to last. Literally, that dealership went out of business completely within 5 years. And you have to work at something. You have to be an extra special kind of stupid, in my opinion. That's where I come up with that phrase, you know, educated beyond their intelligence. And the reality was that he ran that dealership into the ground, and there was cars that sit on that lot after it closed for 10 years. So they were 10-year-old cars that were brand spanking new. That sat there on that lot till finally he got rid of they finally sold off the property. And anyway, that management style, though, also has, like you said, permeated our entire society. People look at, think about it, how much we are influenced by advertising. how much it influences our thinking, it influences our actions, it influences where we put our money. Things are looking for the newest, greatest, biggest, smallest, whatever-esque you want to add to it. Advertising is trying to create a need in you that you don't need. You know, we've lost the reality of need. And when you deal with preparedness, and when you deal with a farm, or you deal with gardening, or you deal with sustainability in a sense of being able to make it through the next 4 or 5 years, you buy things differently. You don't go spend money on things that are not going to last. You look for something that's going to have permanence. Anyway, that's my thoughts on that kind of stuff. I know when we buy tools and I buy things that if I can find a good used tool like a Milwaukee or, you know, that of the older design or tools that were made, you know, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, even without, you know, good shovels, good rakes. We've had some of those same tools that we bought 20 years ago at a garage sale off of a farmer. We've had some of those tools for another 20 years and we're still using them. So, you know, things are just, you buy things differently when you have to live closer to the land, I think.
Yeah, I've got a couple of comments. Yeah, I got a couple of comments. John Wayne is attributed to this saying, or the saying is attributed to John Wayne, I should say. Life's hard, but it's harder if you're stupid.
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely true. And another version of it is life's tough, but it's tougher if you're stupid. So there's two versions of that. Absolutely true. And you're talking about tools. So our son was on the road, and he was going to the big city, and I said, so I'd really like to have a pair of vice grip pliers. But these are special, and we have vice grip made by Irwin, we have vice grip made by Vice Grip, and we have vice grips that kind of a locking plier made by Craftsman from the 70s when I bought my very first pair. So I was interested in one that had kind of a wide clamping jaws, maybe 3 inches wide for working with sheet metal. So these are kind of a specialty plier. I'm working with some aluminum sheet metal, and I need to straighten it out and rivet it back together. It's for that Delta generator that I bought for $350, 48-volt generator that you and I have talked about. So I wanted to straighten it all out, and this would be an easy way to do it, the right tool for it. So I said to our son, if you could check the Chinese factory tool out and see if they have anything that might work. I really don't want to get anything. But where else can you buy pliers? Where can you buy them for less than $40? So he went there and came back and he said, I didn't get them. Dad, I looked at all of them that they had, and the jaws, when they were closed, there was a 1/8 of an inch opening, 1/8 of an inch gap, because the jaws aren't straight on these pliers. So I don't know who buys these silly things from Harbor Freight, this kind of a plier, but if the jaws are closed on one edge and open 1/8 of an inch on the other edge, I don't see how you could use it. I really don't. And if you look at their needle nose pliers, when you buy a pair of pliers, just don't grab one out of the bin. Look at it and see if the jaws actually line up, if they close, or if they have an overbite or a misbite, or they're not lined up parallel. Look at that, and you'll find that they're not so good. And that never happened in the United States manufactured tools. Never. And I've told the story that I went to buy a level when we first bought our house, or we're building our house, I should say, here in Missouri 17 years ago. And I went to Harbor Freight, and I looked at the level, and they had a column that supported the roof right next to where the levels were. And I put the level on the column, and I could only find one level, one that was actually read the same when you turned it upside down, right side up, left and right. Only one level was correct. And I got it and used it and put it in the garage. And it got cold. And the level vial shattered. I guess in China it doesn't get cold. And they didn't think, you know what? Liquids, when they freeze or get cold, the liquid expands and bursts the glass vial. I've got levels here that are 60, 70, 80 years old. Some are made out of wood. They're still good. But the Chinese levels, not so good. And this was way before COVID. Brought it back. They'd seen this before. This wasn't the first one that just... It wasn't like it was dropped. It wasn't like the vial was... The vial was inside a plastic covering. You could see that it broke all by itself. And the manager, oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. Just get another one. Yeah, get another one. Is that going to be the same thing? Do I have to keep the level in the kitchen and keep it from getting cold? It's ridiculous. So you look at the appliances. And I was just on a little tangent. I was watching the Rockford Files a while back. James Garner. And he's trying to defrost his frost-free freezer in his refrigerator. This is like in the 1980s. And he said, you know, he's talking to his on-air father. He said, you know, Rocky, these things break just after the warranty runs out. That's what he said. He's absolutely right. They break right after the warranty runs out. He said it in the mid-80s. You know, there's some lines that they slipped into the Rockford Files that are absolutely positively true. And I think it was the writer's way of letting us know what's really happening in kind of a humorous way. But oftentimes it's absolutely positively true. What did I tell you about lug nuts and what we've seen lately? Unbelievable.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle, this is kind of unbelievable. Class, you might find this difficult to believe, too. But it's true. So we're working on a vehicle to put tires on it. And the vehicle has aluminum alloy wheels. And instead of lug nuts, it has lug bolts. So they come off the same way. We were replacing the tires on this vehicle that hadn't had tires for 5 years. So it was time for tires. It's not driven a lot. We could not get almost a third of the lug bolts would not come out. And we used PB Blaster. And our son was saying, you know, Dad, I can't get these out. And we have probably 5 pneumatic impact wrenches. So these are those wrenches that you hear at tire shops. And they bang, bang, bang and spin the lug nuts off. And use them to put the lug nuts back on. We don't use them to put the lug nuts on, but sometimes we use them to get the lug nuts off when we can't get it off by hand. So we worked on this for, I don't know, a couple hours, and we got all but 3 lug nuts off. They're lug bolts. And I suggested to our son, I said, let's try this. Let's heat up the disc rotors on the front wheels. Let's heat up the disc rotor. So take the car for a ride, do a couple of quick hard stops, bring the car right back to the shop, and without jacking the car up, we'll just loosen the lug nuts with a 3/4-inch pneumatic impact gun. Now, this thing is, typical impact guns are roughly 500 to 700 foot-pounds of torque. This thing is 1,100 pounds, easily. We use the shortest possible air hose, 150 pounds of pressure coming from the compressor. So this was going to get those lug nuts or lug bolts on. Couldn't do it. And the reason is the road salt had corroded the lug bolts into the disc rotors. such that they would not come out. Now, these lug bolts were installed the way everyone else installs them. No copper coat, no lubricant on the threads, none. And after 5 years, the road salt corroded, welded together, if you will, the lug bolts that hold the wheels onto the disc rotors, welded them on, and we couldn't get them off. So we sent it to another shop. Now, if it were my vehicle, I probably would have, first of all, it never would have happened, because those lug bolts would have been lubricated with copper coat. Never would have happened. But this car came to us this way. If it were my vehicle, and I had a lot of time, and customers generally don't have time to let the vehicle set for 3 or 4 days, but if it were mine, and I had this situation, if I bought a vehicle that came with this condition, I would have tried all the things that we already tried, and I'd put the car up on the lift, and I would spray the inside of the disc rotor very, very carefully with a spray, a long red tube, to just put one drop of a penetrant on the inside of the disc rotors. And I would do that over and over and over and over for days and keep trying it. That's what I would do. But with customers' vehicles, they want the vehicle back right away. Kyle, have you ever heard of anything like this? Imagine if you had a flat tire. You'd be toast.
Oh, road, man. Right? Vince, I've had to use breaker bars with along with the cheater wrench, the cheater bar on the end of it. But I have always been able to break them loose. I've only ran into personally two or three of those type of wheels that take a lug bolt rather than a lug nut, and I hate them. You're right. Those things, I don't know what it is about them. They were always tough, tough, tough. In fact, I think two or three times I wound up with those type of bolts, literally having to use a breaker bar with a cheater pipe on the end of it in order to break them loose. But I hate both the bolted wheels on there. Plus, they're a real pain to get back on. You got to hold that thing just perfect, unless it comes with some type of a little hub on the inside of it. But you got to hold that rim up there perfect in order to put those bolts back in there. At least get one started.
You're absolutely right. And we have a 25 and a half inch breaker bar, which would give you 2 foot-pounds for every pound you push on it. And our son weighs roughly 185, 190 pounds. And he stood on the end of it, on the very end of it, and didn't jump on it, but, kind of raised and lowered his weight on it. Nothing doing. I was afraid that breaker bar would shatter and send shrapnel into the air. So, we tried everything. And I don't know what the answer is. I really don't know. Without damaging the wheel.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.